This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump has reimposed economic sanctions against Iran, effective at midnight Monday. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The president formally signed the order reimposing sanctions on Iran after he withdrew the United States in May from the Six-Nation Agreement to curb Tehran's nuclear program. In a statement accompanying the signing, Trump repeated his opinion that the agreement was horrible and one-sided. He warned that those who don't cut their economic ties to Iran face severe consequences. The European Union enacted what's called a blocking statute to protect European businesses from the impact. The Trump administration claims the Iranians have been using assets unfrozen by the deal to destabilize their Persian Gulf neighbors. I'm Warren Levinson.
Rescue workers found chaos and destruction across the Indonesian resort island of Lombok on Monday after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake killed at least 98 people. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
A man's leg buried under rubble. With the help of a group of local residents, he's freed from under a fallen concrete wall. This is one of many desperate scenes across Indonesia, where the death toll has climbed to over 90 people in a devastating earthquake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit the resort island of Lombok on Sunday. Rescuers have been desperately searching for survivors, and the death toll is expected to rise, with hundreds of people injured and thousands of homes damaged. Officials say most of the victims were killed by collapsed buildings. Power and communications are cut in some areas of Lombok, and the military says it's sending in a vessel with medical aid and supplies. Thousands are now left homeless.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students who protested for a ninth day demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws. From Washington, this is VOA News. In an interview with VOA,